I'll begin meditation by first checking your physical posture. Make sure your back is straight, your legs are comfortable, either in the chair or on the cushion, but sit forward, rest your right hand in your left hand, thumbs together, elbows loose, hands in your lap. Eyes slightly closed or slightly open, mouth closed, breathing normally through the nostrils. And think that your own self, the person who you are, is just merely labelled upon a combination of your body and mind. The body is not you, the mind is not you, even the combination is not you. You are merely labelled, merely imputed upon that basis. While only merely imputed, nevertheless, you do possess the qualities of your body and mind. Healthy, unhealthy body, agitated or calm mind. And think now, I'm going to work upon the mind, which is part of the basis of imputation of myself. I'm going to overcome the strong habit of allowing the mind to drift off, think about anything and everything, and retain or attain single-pointed focus upon the sensation of the air entering and leaving my nostrils with each breath. Not only does my own future happiness, all of my goals, happiness, liberation, enlightenment depend upon perfect mindfulness, but also the hopes and the aspirations of all other living beings depend upon my overcoming the restless wandering mind and generating perfect mindfulness, because in the past I have vowed to become a Buddha in order to be their sole guide, to lead each and every single mother sentient being out of samsara to the bliss of enlightenment. So bringing to mind very forcefully that dedication to others, focus your entire attention on the coming and going of the breath with great urgency, aware that every single being depends upon you to not give in to wandering thoughts. Now reflect that throughout my life, my response to adversity and things going wrong has been unskillful. With strong aversion to problems. When they've happened, I've reacted first with irritation and self-pity, guilt, resentment, grudge holding, spitefulness, vindictiveness, anger, and hatred. All of these reactions have established imprints for rebirth in the three lower realms. Through irritation and anger, I lose my mental balance, and my mind becomes agitated. There is no peace. I cannot be happy or enjoy things. I can't sleep. I cannot laugh. I experience no pleasure from sensory enjoyments. The mind is totally blocked. When I've been angry, even if my appearance is conventionally attractive, whilst the mind is angry, my face has been ugly. My speech has been hurtful. I see only negative things around me. My whole world is transformed into a negative state by my angry mind. When I've been angry, I've blocked out the past kindness of people. And seen them as a here and now enemy. I wanted to hurt them verbally, mentally, physically. Even kill them. Anger has made my mind irrational, unwilling or unable to distinguish right from wrong. and to misconstrue situations in a negative light. Anger makes me heedless to my own safety. I expose myself to danger. I even destroy my precious possessions. Through my habitual hostility, my family and friends have distanced themselves from me and eventually abandoned me. They cannot live with a hostile person such as myself. To transform my habitual reactions to adversity into the path to enlightenment, I must overcome anger by cultivating patience, the ability to maintain a calm and peaceful mind in the face of adversity, and then on that foundation to respond in a constructive manner. Simply by cultivating patience, I'll have fewer and fewer enemies, there won't be strong, divisive conflict between myself and others. My friendships will become closer and closer. As a result, both my mental and physical happiness will increase more and more. By overcoming anger through patience, I shall die without regret and will be reborn in high and happy places. By conquering my inner enemy of hatred, my outer enemies will cease to exist. the perfect method to deal with those who interrupt and harm my Dharma activities is patience, never anger. As people ornament their bodies with expensive clothing, jewelry, and so on, the perfect and best ornament for the mind is patience. People will want to be near me to help me and will be open to receiving my guidance. Whereas if I'm angry, they will reject me in every way. Practicing Dharma brings austerities and difficulties. Through patience, these difficulties will only bring joy. Patience is the water that puts out the fire of anger. Not only is patience my protection against abuse and criticism from others, it enables me to take delight in abuse and criticism, cling to my reputation. Is a great enemy. Craving love and affection for me is a great enemy. I need to have my reputation tarnished. by not retaliating with anger, harmful people will not walk over me. They will become my friends. If I do retaliate with anger, they will become more harmful. Ordinary soldiers slay people who will soon die anyway. Patience slays the real enemies of anger, pride, and jealousy. As I promised to work forever to benefit other sentient beings, patience will give me the strength to never abandon them, no matter what happens. So conclude the meditation by thinking strongly that on all occasions of adversity I shall be acutely aware of the dangers of anger and the benefits of patience for both myself and for others. And on the foundation of patience, through skillful method, I shall transform my mind into the path to enlightenment. So with that thought, then you can relax and stop the meditation. Mm-hmm.